This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said Tuesday a special court should be formed to probe the downing of a Ukrainian passenger jet that was mistakenly shot down by Iranian forces last week. Adam Reed of Reuters has more.
Iran's judiciary have arrested an undisclosed number of suspects for their role in the crash, as anti-government demonstrations triggered by the disaster entered a fourth day. After days of denying blame for the crash, Iran acknowledged on Saturday that it had shot down the plane during a high state of alert, hours after it had fired missiles at US targets in Iraq, as retaliation for the killing of Iran's most powerful military commander. Since then, protesters, including hundreds of students, have held anti-government demonstrations, with some being met by a visible and violent police crackdown.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed reporting. Meanwhile, France, Britain, and Germany triggered a mechanism Tuesday that puts the Iran nuclear deal into dispute. As Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports, if no resolution is reached, it could lead to a return of UN sanctions.
The deal requires Iran to curb its nuclear program, which it has always insisted is peaceful. But U.S. President Donald Trump pulled the United States out in 2018, saying it was too weak. Washington has ramped up sanctions that are severely damaging Iran's economy. Since then, Iran has reduced its compliance, saying the Trump administration's actions give it the right. The question is now whether the European powers' step is a nail in the deal's coffin. The EU, which acts as guarantor and must now inform fellow signatories Russia, China and Iran itself, said it wanted a return to compliance, not to sanctions.
That's Lucy Fielder reporting. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says President Donald Trump's impeachment trial is likely to start next week. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the House is set to send articles of impeachment to the Senate Wednesday.
The House is set to vote tomorrow on sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate, which would then launch just the third ever impeachment trial of a president. GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says he's aiming for Tuesday after running into Republican opposition for a plan to simply dismiss the charges.
Our members feel that we have an obligation to listen to the argument.
He's also under growing pressure to call fresh witnesses.
If you want the truth, you have to have witnesses. You have to have documents.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says more Republicans are coming around to that idea, though McConnell says it's too early to decide on allowing new testimony. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
In the final debate before the Iowa caucuses, six Democratic presidential candidates will square off in just a couple of hours. But as AP's Rita Foley reports, the nomination is up for grabs.
Tonight's the last time the leading Democratic presidential contenders will face a national audience on the debate stage before primary voting begins. And there are new signs of tension among all the top-tier candidates, particularly Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. He denies telling her in 2018 that a woman couldn't beat President Trump.
That's Rita Foley of AP. The National Security Agency says it has discovered a major security flaw in Microsoft's Windows operating system. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Instead of exploiting the flaw for its own intelligence needs, the NSA tipped off Microsoft. A software patch is now available. Microsoft says there isn't any evidence hackers use the technique. The flaw affects Windows 10, the newest operating system. Microsoft says an attacker could exploit the vulnerability by spoofing a code signing certificate so it looked like a file came from a trusted source. Some computers will get a free update automatically if they have the option turned on. Others can get it manually. Microsoft is crediting the NSA for discovering the flaw. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The head of Human Rights Watch said Tuesday that China has launched an assault on the international human rights system and governments need to resist Beijing's actions. Human Rights Watch's executive director Kenneth Roth called China's actions the most severe period of repression we have seen in decades. In its World Report 2020 launched Tuesday at the UN, the rights group chronicles abuses in 95 countries, but it expresses its deepest concern about an emboldened China, which it warns is using its economic influence to silence critics. I'm David Berg, VOA News.